Okay, so I can report that of the four spots that I have on my arm, there's one that's clearly red and itchier for sure, but not bad. And I think it's going to be a measurement of the size of it.
Right. So from the bird's eye view, I'll tell you this is great news because the two foods that we cared about look exactly like the salt water, meaning there is no reaction at all. You do have the one red raised itchy bump, which kind of looks like a mosquito bite with sort of a little bit of redness around that. And that's supposed to happen to show that your skin does react to the histamine chemical. And so I'm going to use my ruler and just measure the size of that bump. And it looks like the width of that bump is about 8 millimeters. And that's important to me because that tells me that the test did work well. And if you had a bump for any of the foods, I would do exactly the same thing of measuring that bump. And any bump that is 3 millimeters or wider would be considered a positive. And then concerning that you would actually have, again, that antibody, that IgE antibody in your system that could potentially lead to anaphylaxis or allergic reactions.
But the other ones just look exactly like the salt water control.
And completely flat.
Completely flat and sort of boring looking.
Right, so you can go back to have your peanut butter sandwich
on wheat toast, exactly right. This has been an interesting on-the-air example of how an allergy test occurs, and I am none the worse for wear, so that has been a fun experience.